Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, February the 23rd of 2021. And it's hard to believe that we're almost to March. It's honestly hard to believe. Truly. We're just so glad to have you tonight, wherever you are, however you found out about this program, however you tune in, whether you've called in, whether you have used the Blog Talk Radio website as a means to log in. We're so glad you've made the determination to tune in to this great radio program. Whatever country, whatever continent, we're so glad to have you. In fact, at one point, listeners, like a week ago, we had listeners listening to this program from six continents. Obviously, the Earth has seven continents. You know, North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia / Oceania, Australia, Oceania, and then lastly, Antarctica. Now, of course, Antarctica is not a permanently inhabited island. It's not a permanently inhabited continent. Excuse me. So, even a week ago, we had listeners listening on all six of the continents of the world. And we had listeners from different countries, too. No, Norway, Jordan. No, not the man Jordan, the country Jordan. As in the country Jordan that you read about in the Bible, like near the Jordan River, Israel. And in miracle terms, the Jordan, like the Jordan River that God dried up for the Israelites. Yeah, that Jordan. But yeah, so we have listeners from North, South America, Europe, Africa, Asia, Oceania, which is, of course, also Australia. So I want to say hello to Honduras. And hello to all of those of you who are listening from other countries. And, of course, hello to all of those of you who are listening stateside here in the United States, which is where I am, where I live. And I'm so glad to have you with me. It's going to be a great show, as it always is. And so, a couple of quick things I want to get to right off the get-go before I exhort you a little bit. Number one, the book, Rivers of Miracles. I was, one of the folks that helped me out. Somehow she did not know that we wrote a book about me. And I even said the website, you can go to online to Rivers of Miracles, all one word, riversofmiracles.com, to find out about the book. It's a great book. If you read it, you'll understand the story of my life and about God's healing and delivering power that has been shown time and time and time and time again in my life. And so you can go online, riversofmiracles.com, and that Rivers is the regular Rivers with an I. It's not a Y like my name, like what you will find in the next item. The next announcement. You'll find that Rivers is spelled differently. But feel free to go to riversofmiracles.com, check it out, buy the book. Please. We believe in God to sell as many books as possible to get the word out to people. No, it's not about the finances. It's about getting the word to people. And my prayer is that people through this book give their lives to Jesus. And even though my mom wrote the book, it's about me. And I want people to give their life to Jesus when they read this book, if they don't know him yet. They don't know him, or if they're not living for him. And I do not want to see people make hell. I do not want to see people not make heaven and end up in hell. I don't want to see that. Obviously, and of course, anyone that I could have led to the Lord and I didn't, when God tells me, lead these certain people to the Lord, if I didn't do it, then I'd be guilty of derelicting my duties as a Christian. And of course, that's not good, to derelict duties. By the way, derelict, that's a word they use in the military. Derelict basically means you're not doing your duties. You're not doing your responsibilities. In this case, it's the responsibility you have to God. Responsibility that I have to God. And I want to see people make it to heaven. Amen. And I want people to know about my story. And if you read the book, you'll have a much greater understanding. No, I am not going to say all your money back, like the infomercials do, or those TV radio commercials. Oh, we'll do this, we do that, or your money back, 871 fixed. You know, like these old commercials you used to hear on TV for Ditech. Yes, I remember those, by the way, listeners. Yes, I do. Of course, me and my assistant were talking earlier. She doesn't remember them. I'm going to look for those ads on YouTube later. Not during the show. Nope, nope, nope. I'm not doing it during the show. But maybe some other day. And let me think this way. If you're under the whole dietech.com thing, if you're under, age. If you're under 28, don't worry about it. Because Pastor will mention certain things, and every once in a while, he'll say, you know, if you're under 50, don't worry about it. If you're under 40, don't worry, you know, about certain things. So, anyhow. So, the other thing I want to get to is the Holy Spirit Conference coming up at Living Word Church, March 2nd to 5th. We have nighttime services at 7 with prayer at 6:15. And then in the mornings, Wednesday through Friday only, we'll have morning service at 10:30. Come and be refreshed as you spend time in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to believe God with me, listeners, that God is going to move on my behalf. He will reveal things to me as far as what's next for me. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to keep doing? What do you want me to do different? And I want him to heal my body this next week. And even before, if he does, but I'm afraid for that healing power to be made manifest in me this next week. So I really want you listeners to be believing God with me that I will receive what I am believing for. And honestly, if you're going to come, or even if you're going to stream on markybarclay.com, it's great to be believing God for something. Because, and, you know, and if you tell God, if you pray to God and talk to him about what you believe in him for, he'll hear you. He knows what you have needed. You got to tell him. He wants to hear you. But let's just say you've been struggling with something in your body for a while. You know, maybe for, we'll say you've been dealing with this thing for like a year. Maybe for a few months at first, you were totally believing God. You were totally believing God. You totally asking him for your healing from it. And then suddenly you just get to this place to where you don't ask him anymore. You're not saying it out loud anymore. Jesus, I claim your healing power in my life. By your stripes I am healed. And claiming those verses and calling out to that thing that you're believing God for to be healed. If you are not doing that, then God can sit there and be like, all right, this person, maybe they still go to church. Maybe they still give their tithe. Maybe they still pray to me about other things. They still give. But do they believe that I can still heal them? Or, you know? So, if you keep asking God for your healing, or your deliverance, whatever it is, being delivered from something, God doesn't get annoyed by it. He's not like that dad or that mom when the kid keeps begging and asking for ice cream or that cookie, and he's asked time and time again, can we get that? No. Can we get that, please? No. How about this time? Please, Dad, Mom. For the 200th time, I said no. It's not like that with God. It's not. I'm glad it's not. You could use your patience that quickly if they kept asking you. They could have it, and you keep saying no. Wouldn't that cause you to lose your patience? you know, that would be like you lose your patience. And after the fifth or sixth time, I doubt you would be saying no. You'd be like, no, it's just going to be nope, uh-uh. Because, by the way, this noir thing was something I had heard somewhere. I forget where it was, but I think it's funny. I think it's hilarious. I don't know if it was something from Vine or where it was, but I think it's hilarious. It's a different way that they say no. So believe God with me or during this conference. Also, I want you to believe God that for the conference as a whole, that many lives are touched, that the power of God is like it's never been before at the Holy Spirit conference. So I want you to believe God that it's a great conference. I'm saying that to let you guys know that there won't be a show on Tuesday night or Wednesday night of next week. When I come back on the following Monday, I'll tell you all about it and the great things that Jesus did at the conference, because I believe he's going to do some beautiful things. I truly and honestly do. Some beautiful things, wonderful things, powerful things. Yes, I believe. I firmly believe that. And so, of course, I want to invite you to come if you can at all. And just avail yourself. Amen. Now, I want to talk to you guys about why giving, you know, why is giving so important? Before I tell you how you can sow seed into this program. One of the verses that comes to my mind right now is, give, and it shall be given unto you. It didn't say pray, and it shall be given unto you. It didn't say jump, and it shall be given. No, or other thing. It didn't say tithe, it said give. Now, the tithe is the Lord's. it doesn't become the Lord's when you get it to the house of God. It doesn't go like, oh, it was the Lord's, and then since you didn't give it, since you didn't give that 10% fruits for its fruits, since you didn't give it within a certain amount of times, it's not the Lord's anymore, and so he's just going to forget about it and just say, you know, it is what it is. I wish he'd pay his tithe. I wish he or she would pay their tithe, but it is what it is. Nope. It's still the Lord's. The tithe is the Lord's. The offering, or even anytime you sow seed into the kingdom of God, no, we're not at a church service, but, you know, I'm bringing you the word. I'm exhorting you that if and when you sow money into my show, you are furthering this ministry and you are furthering the kingdom. And when you give finances above and beyond the tithe, you get blessed. Let me give you another verse in the New Testament. It says, he who sows sparingly will also reap. As in, you'll still reap. Sowing, of course, is when you sow, when you give. Obviously, when you plant, if you're a farmer, and in spring, you have to plant that seed. And then through the summer, you wait for the harvest to come. And then you reap the harvest according to what you've sown, as far as what you put out there. That's how it works when you give finances into the kingdom of God. You sow your seed, and then you reap. You get blessed. And your blessing may not always be financial. It may be much bigger than that. Maybe the seed, well, you know, the seed you sow tonight, the seed you sow into my program could be the seed that makes your prodigal son or daughter come home. Who knows? But the Bible says, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who soweth bountifully, meaning abundantly, he who sows much, he who sows bountifully, they will also reap bountifully. Either way, you sow, you reap. No reap, no sow, no sowing, no reaping. Because that farmer out there in that field, in order to reap any kind of harvest, he or she has to sow. They have to plant. You know, whether they grow vegetables, whether they're raising cows, whether they're raising whatever it is they're trying to reap and then put in the market. So it is with the kingdom of God. And if you so, to me, and when you sow to me, you help me further this ministry. I'm believing God to reach more people than what I ever have before through this broadcast. I'm believing God to triple the amount of listeners this year. I'm believing God. That I'm just believing God that God's going to take me to that next place. Amen. I firmly believe that. I firmly believe that. And so, you can go online to PayPal. I now have a PayPal account. And you can go online to PayPal. When you get on there, you'll see the search bar. In the search bar, you type in my name, which is Rivers Shukla. My name is Rivers, R-Y, V, as in violin, E-R-S, space, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Again, it's Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, last name Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. And as you sow seed, I will pray over that seed, because I want to see you blessed. I really do. And I believe that God wants to see us prosper. And it's not something it's not something that I have to sit there and think twice about. No, I know that he wants to. He does. Don't make me mention Amen. I was going to say, don't make me mention DiTech again. or those other commercial, or any of these other commercials where they say, "Or your money back." Nope. Nope. As you sow seed, I will continue to pray for your seed and pray for you that you receive whatever it is that you're believing God for as you sow that seed. Because I believe when you sow seed, it's always great to be believing God for something when you sow the seed. Like you could say, I'm believing God that my prodigal daughter or son will come home if you have one. Or I'm believing God that my business will recover from COVID if you got a business. Or I'm believing God that my body will be completely healed. Or put your seed to something. Meaning, rather than just sow the seed, God wants to know what you're believing for. And I'll believe God with you that you'll receive what you believe in God for. Amen. Amen. Now, we are going to sing a couple of songs. And by the way, if you noticed lately that I'm doing more of these throwback songs that are like 25 years old, I'm kind of doing a song series on them. And as one of the Book of Psalms, we see a lot where it talks about worship. And I know it says sing unto the Lord a new song, but when I think of how it talks about the Word of God never gets old. And when you're singing the Word of God, that never gets really super old either. And these hymns, listeners, these hymns are much older than these hymns I'm about to sing. And if you're thinking, oh, the Bible's old-fashioned and all that, now, the Bible's for today. Yes, the Bible is for today. It is. It was for back in the day, too, but it's for today also. And if you don't like stuff that's old, you might as well just throw out God. Well, I'm not throwing it out. But so, of course, I like the new stuff as well, like based on either like brand new or the last, 10 years or so. You know, modern. I like variety. As you've noticed, that's why there's times where I will sing some of these rather old ones that I may have sang at my church when I was very little. And many of these ministered to me. These older ones, many of them, feel like they ministered, like, to my soul. And I know, maybe some of them I didn't know the lyrics then. And I was like, maybe some I had to look up some lyrics. I couldn't then, but in my church, of course, the worship leader there, they were going through the years at the 40th, and some of these that I've sang on my show are ones that he mentioned or he sang part of. Others are ones that he missed. Some of the ones from like the 90s and what have you. But this first one I'm about to sing is Isn't He Good? And it basically talks about, part of it's about how God truly leads us, guides us, and so here we go. The biggest view, no. The view is clear from where I stand. I can see the imprints of God's hand. From who I was to who I'll be, Lord God. God has delivered me, touching us, healing us, guiding me. No, guiding me, guarding me, leading me, loving me. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Hasn't he done all he said he would? All that we have, all that we are, comes from above. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? He met the need like only he could. Faithful and true to me and you, isn't he good? The smallest voice, the biggest fear. He answers each and every prayer. Forever child that is in his care, blessing us, building us, feeding us, filling us. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? He met the need like only he could. All that I have, all that we are, comes from above. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? He met the need like only he could. Faithful and true to me and you, like, isn't he good? Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Hasn't he done all he said he would? All that we have, all that we are, comes from above. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? He met the need like only he could. Faithful and true to me and you, isn't he good? Faithful and true, isn't to me and you, isn't he good? Faithful and true, to me and you, isn't he good? Isn't he good? No. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We wait for you to come and show your glory here today. Oh, we wait for you to come and show to your glory here today. We wait for you. We wait for you. You say to us, seek my face. Your face we seek. Here we gather, thirst, hunger, here to lift up glory, wonder, here to cry out, come and fill this place, this place. Come and fill this space, this space. Lord, we wait for you to come and show your glory here today. Lord, we wait for you to come and show your glory here today. Oh, we wait for you to come and show your glory here today. Lord, we wait for you to come and show your glory here today. We wait for you. We wait for you, Lord God. We wait for you. We wait for you. Hallelujah, come. 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 Oh Lord, we wait for you to come and show your glory here today. Lord, we wait for you to come and show your glory here today. We wait for you. We wait for you. We wait for you. We wait for you. Hallelujah, come. Hallelujah, come. Hallelujah, come. Hallelujah, come. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. My foes are many. They rise against me, but I will hold my ground. I will not fear the war. I will not fear the storm. My help is on the way. My help is on the way. Oh, my God, he will not delay. My refuge and strength always. I will not fear. His promise is true. My God will come through always. Always. Trouble surrounds me. Chaos abounding, my soul will rest in you. I will not fear the war. I will not fear the storm. My help is on the way. My help is on the way. Oh, my God, He will not delay. My refuge and strength always. I will not fear. His promise is true. My God will come through always, always. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. Oh, my God, He will not delay. My refuge and strength. Always, I will not fear. His promise true. My God will come through. Always, always. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we honor you tonight. We thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. You are where our help comes from. You are where our freedom comes from, where our deliverance comes from. Everything we need comes from you. All that we are. The good that we have, all the good, the great things we have, come from you, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for this time tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that for every one of these listeners, Lord God, that you bless every one of them. We would just have a blast in your presence. As we study your great word. And I claim that every one of these listeners would be at peace, that they would have peace in their families, peace in their homes, peace in their children, in their marriages, in their work, that they would just have peace because of you. They would have peace in you, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on us. And I pray, Lord God, that every need represented on this program, every need would be met by you and your wonderful miracle-working power. In Jesus' name. And I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program now. I say that finances come into this program now. I say that increases in listenership come into this program now. And most of all, I thank you, Lord God, for a huge harvest of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this program and a result of your wonderful power, your wonderful miracle-working power. In Jesus' matchless name. And now I make our Bible confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. It is more than a religious book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Psalms, number 104. Woo! Amen. Psalms 104. And we're just going to continue carrying on in the wonderful book of Psalms. And I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. And I want to encourage you, whatever I do here, I pray, you pray. I sing, you sing. You know, as I study, you follow along. If I exhort, you pay attention and see what God has for you. And I believe that the more that you engage yourself, the more you'll get out of this. Amen. Now I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. Praise the Lord, all my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. I read 104 last night with you guys. Let's go to 105. We're going to start with 105, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders that he has done, his miracles, and the judgments that he pronounced. O descendants of Abraham, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever. The word that he commanded for 1,000 generations. The covenant that he made with Abraham. The oath that he spoke to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you, I will give the land of Canaan as the portion that you inherit. When they were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppress them. For their sake, he rebuked kings. Do not touch my anointed ones. From my prophets, do my prophets no harm. He called down famine on the land and destroyed all of their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them. Joseph sold as a slave. And they bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was put in irons. Tell what he foretold came to pass. Tell the world of the Lord proved him true. The king sent and revealed him. The ruler of peoples set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all that he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased and teach his elders wisdom. But then Israel entered Egypt. Jacob lived as an alien in the land of Ham. The Lord made his people very fruitful. He made them too numerous for their foes, whose hearts he turned to hate his people, to conspire again his servants. He sent Moses and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his miraculous signs among them, his wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness, and he made the land dark. For had they not rebelled against his words, he turned their waters into blood, causing their fish to die. Their land teemed with frogs, which went up into the bedrooms of their rulers. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and gnats throughout their country. He turned their rain into hail, with lightning throughout their land. He struck down their vines and their fig trees and shattered the trees of their country. He spoke, and the locusts came, grasshoppers without number. They ate up every green thing in their land, and they ate up the produce of their soil. Then he struck down all of the firstborn in their land, the firstfruits of all of their manhood. He brought out Israel laden with silver and gold, and from among their tribes, no one was glad when they left, because greed of Israel had fallen on them. He spread out a cloud as a covering and a fire to give light at night. They asked, and he brought them quail and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock. Water gushed out like a river. It flowed in the desert. For he remembered his holy promise given to his servant Abraham. He brought out his people with rejoicing. His chosen ones with shouts of joy. He gave them the lands of the nations, and they fell heir to what others had toiled for, that they might keep his precepts and observe his laws. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to 106. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare his praise? Blessed are they who maintain justice, who constantly do what is right. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may share in the joy of your nation and join your inheritance in giving praise. We have sinned, even as our fathers did. We have done wrong and acted wickedly. When our fathers were in Egypt, they gave no thought to your miracles. They did not remember your many kindnesses, and they rebelled to the sea. Yeah, they rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Yet he saved them for his name to make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea, and it dried up. He led them through the desert he led them through the depths of the sea as through a desert. He saved them from the hand of the foe. From the hand of the enemy, he redeemed them. The waters covered their adversaries. Not one of them survived. Then they believed his promises, and they sang his praise. But they soon forgot what he had done, and they did not wait for his counsel. In the desert, they gave in to their craving. In the wasteland, they put God to the test. So he gave them what they asked for. But he sent a wasting disease upon them. In the camp, they grew envious of Moses and of Aaron, who was consecrated by the Lord, to the Lord. The earth opened up and swallowed Dathan, and it buried the company of Abram. Fire blazed among their followers. A flame consumed the wicked. At Horeb, they made a calf and worshipped an idol cast from metal. They exchanged their glory for an image of a bull, which has grass. They forgot the God who saved them, who had done great things in Egypt, miracles in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds to the Red Sea. So he said he would destroy them. Had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach before him to keep his wrath from destroying them. Then they despised the pleasant land. They did not believe his promise. They grumbled in their tents and did not obey the Lord. So he swore to them with uplifted hand that he would make them fall in the desert, but make their descendants fall among the nations and scatter them throughout the land. They yoked themselves to the Baal of Peor, and they ate sacrifices offered to lifeless gods. They provoked the Lord to anger by their wicked deeds. And a plague broke out among them. Phinehas stood up and intervened, and the plague was stayed. This was credited to him as righteousness for endless generations to come. For the waters, Meribah, they angered the Lord, and trouble came to Moses. Because of them. For they rebelled against the Spirit of God. And rash words came from Moses' lips. They did not destroy the peoples as the Lord had commanded them, but they mingled with the nations and adopted their customs. They worshipped their idols, which became a snare to them. They satisfied the sons and their daughters by demons. They shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was desecrated by their blood. And they defiled themselves by their deeds. They prostituted themselves. Therefore, the Lord was angered with his people, and he abhorred his inheritance. And he handed them over to the nations, and their foes ruled over them. Their enemies oppressed them and subjected them to their power. Many times he delivered them, but they were bent on rebellion, and they wasted away in their sin. But he took note of their distress when he heard their cry. For their sake, he remembered his covenant, and out of his great love, and he caused them to be pitied by all who held them captive. Save us, O Lord, our God, and gather us from the nations that we may give thanks to your Holy One and glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, O God of Israel, for everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say, Amen. Let me just check the time. But, see here, what happened here was this psalm, these two psalms that we read, we only read two, they were very long. But what you see happened here was that as you listeners probably know, if you actually read your Bible, you would know that Moses led the people of Israel, and he led them through all kinds of different places to the promised land and all that, you know, with the help of God. And God dried up the Red Sea for them and did many great things. But the Israelites would forget. By the way, this happened time and time again. And by the way, he looked them to the promised land. Over time, they began to despise their land and wish they were in Egypt. And they were, and it doesn't say this in Psalms, but I know where it says it. And it talks about how they missed, you know, the garlic and the leeks and the onions and all that. I could care less about garlic, I mean, about leeks and onions. Leeks and onions. It talks about garlic, but the garlic I'm concerned about is on garlic bread and on a burger from a Steak and Shake. And any other places that place that knows how to make it. And we all know, Zianna, they wanted a Waffle House. Of course they want a Waffle House. They wanted a Waffle House. But I think there were more things they didn't like about the land, much more, much deeper than the lack of a Waffle House, which by the way, in that time, Waffle House hadn't been invented yet. So, right. So what is, maybe they could have used that manna to make their waffles. They could have and used some of the fruit of the labor to make the syrup. But time and time again, multiple times, they would cry to God. He'd remember them. And they'd be thankful for like a minute or two. Or so. And then they would go right back to what they were doing. Time after time after time after time. And then talks about how God made, like about how those certain people got, that those certain people, you know, had gotten very sick. Under the new covenant that we have with Jesus, God does not make us sick. So I do not want you listeners to take that verse where it said, you know, and they got sick, you know, not from God put these, you know, this plague upon them and they felt very sick. I don't want any of you to think that God makes us sick, because under the covenant we have with Jesus, God does not make us sick. Your listeners can write this down. I must realize that it is not God that makes me sick. God, if you catch pneumonia, you catch something and it's supposed to take you out, it's not God who did that. God wants to heal you of that stuff. He does. Amen. God healed. God's the healer. God's the deliverer. But what I'm after is God would do a miracle on their behalf. Do things like dry up the Red Sea so they would go across like they were on the desert. Take them to that promised land. You would do the next thing for them that they wanted. And the next thing. And the next thing. And the next thing. And they would soon go right back to what they had been. And the land got desecrated because of their acts, because they were not being obedient to God. My hope is that you listeners don't just be all prayerful and be all believe in God when you're desperate, asking for a healing in your body, asking for a deliverance, asking Him for help, and then in different areas. And then go right back to where you were. Particularly if you were in a place of where you were just sinning, having idols. What I mean by that is, I mean, you had idols in your life. And an idol is something that you put in front of God. An idolater is someone who puts something in front of God beyond what they had in God. Meaning, they get to where they like. Maybe you could idolize your children. That doesn't mean you're evil because you had your children. But I would hope that you would not idolize your children. Because if you idolize anything, you are sinning. If you put anything in front of God. Because God should be your first love. So don't just be all desperate when you're needing or wanting something from God, and then you decide to, you know, if you were a sinner before, go back to it. Or even, let's say you're right with God, but maybe you've just been like, I love you, Lord, but kind of complacent in a way. God wants us to be close to Him. And when we receive that thing that we're believing Him for, if you get a Red Sea moment in your life, a promised land moment in your life, thank Him for it. Don't just sit there and be like, okay, that's great, but I want more. You know, that's not good. This is not good enough. So God, come on, I need more. This isn't going to cut it. And be all, because then you get to like ungratefulness. And you know, you want more of the Holy Spirit and you want to go deeper, which I hope you do. That's a good thing to covet. Jesus said, covet earnestly the best gifts. He wants us to want those. He wants us to want those. By the gifts, he means the gifts of the Spirit. Not the gifts for your birthday, Easter, Christmas. Not those kind of gifts. Spiritual gifts. Like gifts that come from, you know, the Spirit of God. And so, of course, what we were dealing with was Moses and the Israelites. And, of course, those plagues, first it was talking about those plagues that came upon the Israelites because Pharaoh would not let the Israelites go. God kept telling Pharaoh, let them go so they can serve me. And Pharaoh would say, like, I will. But then he kept changing his mind and saying, nope, I'm not going to let them go. He kept saying, I will not let them go. And he kept not letting them go. Plague after plague after plague after plague after plague that he did to Pharaoh. You kept sending the plagues on Pharaoh, but he kept not listening. Stop the flies. He would stop the thunder, the lightning, and all those other things, the hail. But he kept deciding not to let the Israelites go. So my challenge to you tonight is, when God works in your life, don't just go back to status quo. Stay fervent for him. And don't allow yourself to be in sin. Please. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time tonight. I thank you for this great word. I thank you, Lord God, that we will not forget the miracles that you've done for us. We will treasure these miracles. Thank you that we would be closer to you because of them. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you would be with us and bless us as we go about in our lives. As we go about, you know, you just bless us. Thank you that you bless these listeners, that you bless our money, that you bless our families, that you bless all of us, Lord. And I just pray that you would see your word to fruition. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Now, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.